It's now time for a very, I want to say rock climbing edition, but that just sounds a little, It's now time for a very rock climbing edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service to tell you which games to pass with your friends, which games to simply pass on by. I was going to say climb on by, but I just picture like somebody like climbing by you being like, you suck. And then they just keep climbing. And I don't know.
Why would they say you suck? Why not keep up the good work? Like, way to go you.
I don't know.
Like, just hang in there, bud.
That's just what came to mind. I don't know why. Like, I am Corey. I am joined by the rappelling man. The rappelling man himself. It's like rapping, but rappelling. Is that racist? Basher.
It wasn't racist, so you said something about it. Like, I can't.
Good day. Look, okay, sirs. I'm gonna take us off the rails really quickly because
we weren't there already.
No, like,
cool.
No, we're going full off the rails. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about going to the movies, and we were talking about Thanksgiving, which both of us, you and I, have seen, and he was talking about. He's like, that doesn't look very good. I was like, well, Basher liked it, and we tend to like similar horror stuff. And he's like, well, how would he know? He would have been talking the whole time. Was that racist? Because it felt pretty racist.
That was definitely a race. Racist is a strong word, I think, because I don't think this man is a racist. that's a racially charged joke, I guess. Depending on if he knows, does he even know I'm black?
He does, because there's this constant... I would say constant. Like, there's a Dane Cook joke because him and I like Dane Cook, and there's the joke that Dane Cook
still?
Makes. He had one that was really bad, his newest one was actually pretty decent. But like, okay, his older stuff is still top tier for me. And
I think it's good college humor.
Right, right. And he has that Obama joke, and he's like, no, it's cool. I got a black friend. And I have made that joke before. I was like, well, no, Basher's. I got a black friend, Basher. And so, yes, he does know that. The problem was, is it took me a second, and I was just like, because he said it, and then I was like, that was racist. But I was like, well, what if it wasn't? Like, so does that make me racist for thinking it was racist?
No, I mean, like, we could stay on this for a second, because why not?
It's my show. I can do
whatever. Yeah, right. And we were told that people want to hear more personal things, I guess. Whatever.
So are you racist? Let's go.
Am I racist? For sure. But is your friend racist? Is that a racist joke? I mean, first of all, to say something is a racist joke, I feel like it creates an air around the joke and the person that harm is being meant. And I don't think that's the case most times. There are jokes about racist. I don't think about race, rather. And I don't think the joke itself is racist, if that makes sense. It's just a joke about a kind of people, like which is fine. If it's funny, it's funny. That joke could land. For me personally, it's not that, like, that stereotype, I don't think is just, not only do I think it's no longer true, I would question is if it was ever
true. That's where I was at with it. Because when I saw Thanksgiving, the two white dudes next to me would not shut the hell up.
It's always white people who talk the most in these movies. Like, always, they're the loudest people. Like, white teenagers won't shut the heck up. Ever.
Right. So, but, or maybe it was true at one point, but no longer. We have reclaimed it as white people. We have reclaimed the talking during the movie crown. So,
like, I would go as far as to say is like, well, the white teenager, the white youths have tried to be those people who would be the funny people in the movie theater. And it's just not working at all. Like, they just end up being super annoying. And I will give, to get off the top, I will give one example of it happening, and it was actually great. It was actually funny. I was in New York, and I watch, what was the Vin Diesel project? Was it Pitch Dark?
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black. Yeah, not a good movie. Pretty boring at times, actually. But there's these two black women in the back, and they were making just the best commentary throughout the entire movie. And they completely made that movie going experience for me. So that said, I think talking through a movie is perfectly fine and hilarious if it's actually hilarious. And for certain movies, Thanksgiving would be one of them.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah. I got funny movie stories. But all right, that's Jassant. We're here to talk about Jassant. Let us know if you're racist, though. I want to know. 574-651-9256 is the number. You can let us know.
Well, they just stopped listening, right? Having learned half this kept podcast is black.
Right, there you go. So we got some text messages we'll get to later today. But 574-651-9256, and all in all seriousness, that is where you can get a hold of us. So Jassant, let's talk about the details. Developed by Don't Nod Studios. Developed by Don't Nod Studios, makers of The Life is Strange, the spinoff. Why did I say the spinoff? As well as Tell Me Why. For some reason I wrote Tell Me Lies, and I knew that wasn't the case. So they're makers of some of those walking simulators, as some would call them. They also did the most recent Life is Strange, True Colors as well. So let's see. This is available on Xbox Series X and S as well as PC. It is optimized for, this is not on last gen. I thought it was. You're going to get 60 frames on both Xbox Series X and S, but you're going to get higher resolution, obviously. But you also get 120 frames on X and S as well. It's also available on PC, and this is a Unreal Engine 5 game. And the only reason I point that out is because I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but I think that's important to note. So, Jassant is a brand new action puzzle climbing game and a meditative journey to the top of a tall tower. Challenge yourself at your own pace, explore different paths, and unravel the secrets from a bygone civilization. Experience climbing like never before. Master your climbing tools and watch your stamina meter to successfully navigate this mysterious and changing tower. As you go higher and hone your skills, you'll have to figure out how to best use the tools at your disposal to get where you want to go. Explore alternative paths to find clues about what happened here. Relax and bask in nature. Play at your own pace. As you climb, you'll come across breathtaking biomes full of flora, fauna, accompanied by a peaceful and atmospheric soundtrack. Brace yourself on arid, windy slopes, seek refuge in tunnels lit only by bioluminescence, and more. Jassant. Let's talk about it.
Now, you brought to my attention that this is, this is a game that I said I was looking forward to during one of the conferences.
I believe it was the most recent summer one where this was announced, because it's Game Pass was a day one Game Pass game. I was intrigued because I do like Don't Nod for the most part. I even like Remember Me, which I know people don't. Do you remember it? Most people don't remember. But I liked that game, and I think Don't Nod has a lot of talent. I just think that sometimes they have issues getting funding. I think if there was someone I'd like Microsoft to buy, it would be them, because I think they have a lot of talent. They just don't always get there, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I think I remember looking forward to this game because the trailer is pretty intriguing and it left a lot to be imagined, if you will. It didn't give away a lot of stuff that you thought anyway. And I was kind of filling in the blanks thinking like, this could be like Microsoft's attempt at like an Eco or something. One of those type of games. So when I first booted it up and got through the tutorial of learning how to hold down each trigger as it kind of correlates to each arm. So left trigger, left arm, right trigger, right arm. You're just kind of climbing your way up these things and the structure, the side of these walls and whatnot. And at some point it kind of dawned on me that the trailer was pretty accurate for what it was. And I mean that in a way that is sort of disappointing because, like I said, I'm watching this trailer. I'm thinking, like, I'm filling in the blanks of, like, in between this climbing thing, what story is it telling? What character are you learning more about? What's happening in the world? So on and so forth. I'm just trying to fill in these blanks and trying to think what's going on. And that's really not what they're attempting to do at all. There is none of that. The trailer was pretty accurate. What you see is what you got. You climb up a thing, and then you climb up another thing, and then you keep climbing up the thing until you finish climbing up the thing. And I just, instead of a walking simulator, this is a climb simulator. Instead of going left to right, you're going down to up. And I just don't, I hit a wall real quick. I'm just like, nope. I think I'm done here.
Yeah, it's, I like Jassant, but it's one of the more tepid likes for me because it's what I think this game is. I think this is the studio getting comfortable with Unreal Engine 5. And it's a very basic idea that they're able to get some mechanics in. And what I'll say is, like, I was actually kind of, I don't say floored. That's not the word I want to say, but the game looks in motion, like in a trailer, doesn't do it justice. When the game is like being rendered natively on your machine, especially if you have a high end machine, even on the Series S, like it looks really good. It looks really clean and smooth, and like it plays really well. Like it's a climbing simulator, kind of like what you said, and it's, this is going to be bold for me to say this, but not in VR, it's the best climbing simulator ever. Like, it's really good at making you feel like you're climbing. But, like you said, it's, there's not a lot of substance here. There is a story here that is very basic, and with it only having a runtime of about 3.5 hours to 4, you know, just depending on what you're doing, but you could probably get through it in under 3 if you just kind of mainlined it. Like, they give you sort of ideas, you know, of what's going on in the world. They give you little tidbits. They're not quite audio logs or whatever you want to call them, but there's stuff that you can find out. Yeah, journal entries. That's a better one. Yeah, that's the main story. But then, like, the last, like, 45 minutes, it kind of does dump the story onto you. And it's, I can't really say much without spoiling it, but you do have a companion with you. And,
oh, yes, right. You do pick up that.
Right, and you don't pick it up. It's always with you, and it's sort of like a, it's almost like a late title card. like you're playing the game, and like you get to kind of like this first sort of very different looking thing in the world, and then when you hop on and it starts doing something to the world, this little companion pops up out of nowhere, and of course it's cute and cuddly, and these things, and it's like, okay, like, are they going to go anywhere with that? And they do, but they don't go anywhere with it that's intriguing, like. Like, just by me saying that, you probably know what's going to happen. Like, whatever your first instinct is probably correct. At the end of it, like, as somebody who, okay, I don't want to spoil anything. I have a soft spot for animals. Like, I ridiculously soft spot for animals. Whenever I see a injured animal or even, like, roadkill, I get more upset about it than anybody should. It's a weird thing with me. So as somebody who has an affinity for animals, anything that happened to this little thing, I was like, I was not okay. You know, like, I was fine, but like, it hit me emotionally. But I know that I'm a weird person. So if that doesn't do anything for you, there's literally nothing to this game except left trigger, right trigger, throw your little hook thing. Like, that is the game. But it looks good though, right? Like, it looks really clean, and it's weird. If it was any longer, I would be like, okay, like, you got to stop. But at the same time, like, I think it's just that perfect length to where there's enough going on here that I was okay with it being as long as it was, and okay with the mechanics being, I want to say shallow, but they're not super deep in that you can kind of figure out everything that the game has to offer in a couple hours. But then it ends, and I was like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, I'm glad that it ended that way, because if it kept going, I would have liked it less.
I'm just, these games are so hard for me to get through, and especially when the selling point is hey, it's only a couple hours. I swear. It's just a couple hours and you're out. It's like, that's one of your selling points. It reminds me of like when Ubisoft would do downloadable DLC and stuff, or that would it would do stuff like half the time it takes to grow something, or
right,
or level up packs.
Yeah, double XP. Like, so you don't pass
want me,
or whatever.
Yeah. Yes, so you don't want me playing your games, what you're saying. Cool. Like, it reminds me of that, where it's like, these games are always, like, 2-3 hours. And it's like, great. Like, that's one of the selling points for it. Like, it doesn't overstay its welcome, but that's because it can't. It can't, like, you created something that cannot maintain my attention for more than 2-3 hours. It's just not enough there. Like when they create these type of games, I am definitively not the audience for it, because even the peek behind the curtain, I work 60-80 hours a week. I don't even have the 2-3 hours to blow on something that's not going to fundamentally move the needle in gaming. This 2-3 hours I could rather be spending on finally getting through a way too long RPG of some sort or some kind or whatever. I don't get the appeal of left trigger, right trigger, sometimes X for 3 hours to get to the top of something and learn something about nothing. Like, it doesn't tell, you have to at least tell me, give me a gripping narrative or a super interesting character. Like, again, we go back to those games of yesteryear, like the Ecos, where it's not a lot of gameplay. It's not a lot of, anyone could pick up and play these games, but they're telling a story in some way, shape, or form that is meant to be memorable. Like, someone's trying to tell you something. Whereas this is just like, These feel more and more like a tech demo.
Right. I'm with you. I agree. Like, I look at something like Somerville, which we played earlier this year. And to me, that's a bad implementation of this, of, like you said, it's 2-3 hours long, but there's even less gameplay than something like Jacent. And
I agree.
And Jacent is left trigger, right trigger and climbing, but they clearly, again, and this is a selling point and a bad thing, is they really nailed the climbing of it. They clearly spent time on it. It's a kink that they really enjoy. Like, there's even like some stuff later on in the game that like they play with the world, and it looks really nice, and there's varied environments, but like they'll do puzzles where like the rocks are moving, you know, and stuff like that. Like, cause you're exploring this sort of species, or not species, but you know, this race of people that's no longer here. And so there's some weird things happening. And so they clearly thought about this one, and to where they knew that they didn't have a ton going on, but they like, how can we make this more engaging? And so they like moving rocks, like that's something that you don't expect to see, right? You don't expect to see rocks moving. So you have to get your timing right, and you've got to get your swinging right. And it's got that stuff going for it. But it's strange to me, because I can see that, and as someone who enjoys this game, for some odd reason, it doesn't hit me the same way as like a journey, you know, something like that. And I don't, maybe it is the narrative, maybe it's the lack of a narrative. I'm not sure, because what was that other one we played? Planet of Lana? Like, that one I really enjoyed. That's because I enjoyed the story of what was going on. And in here, even though at the end I had sort of an emotional reaction, it kind of felt cheap in a way. Like, the emotional part of it felt cheap. And so I'm on this weird middle ground with it, where I really enjoyed aspects of it. And I did not expect such a polished 2-3 hour game. But the story aspect does feel a bit cheap. And so, go ahead.
The climbing, I agree. I think the climbing is well done. I really do. I feel like they nailed that mechanic, and to have this mechanic in something that drives you to use it. Like that was my biggest issue by the end. I have no real reason to climb up this thing, you know? And it's not like you can even fail miserably or hilariously. Like I think the name of that game was just Up. It got a lot of steam on, it went viral, where you just kind of like, you just climb up this ridiculous thing.
I know what you're talking about. Like the game where he's got like the pickaxe or whatever.
No, not even now. Okay. Much more recent. Where you climb all the way up and there's like a dragon at the top or something, and like you get in space and it just gets real wacky. And a lot of people, and then the other thing is if you fall, you just lost hours, like an hour of your life, or if you fall, like you die in a hilarious manner, you kind of ragged all around. Whereas like none of that's even happening. Like it's not like. Because the game is so, let's be honest, just kind of so gorgeous to look at, I knew the higher I climbed, the least likely anything even ridiculous would happen. You know, like, at least give me some, like, at the top, like, I'm in space, there's spaceships, there's dragons, there's something to look forward to the higher I get up. But instead it's like, I know these games. It's going to be some ambient, abstract form of
right.
Whatever.
I'm of some theme, like, you know, of friendship,
yeah.
Or you know, and it's
like,
yeah. Again, you're not wrong, and it's. I can't say you're wrong, and I can't be like no, like, but it's. I get why it works for some people, and I get when it doesn't though too. And again, not to beat up on the game, but like Somerville again is just like absolutely not. Like I think you missed the mark on this one. Like your subtle themes and your theming and your tones, just I think you missed the mark. And this one hits it, but it still feels cheap, if that makes sense. And that's my biggest, it's not even flaw with it, but my biggest whatever you want to call it. My hold up with the game. But at the same time, like if you ask me, should you play it? I'm like, absolutely. Like, I think you should, like, it's cool enough. And the game doesn't feel cheap. So that's where I'm at with it is. I guess Game Pass or pass. How do you feel?
Before I answer that question, remember the name of the game I was thinking of? It's called Only Up.
I got somewhat distracted as I was looking up. I was like, yeah, I was looking at this, but like, it's got horrible reviews on Steam.
What, Only yeah. Up? Yeah, like it just went viral for
because it's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. Like you're climbing octopus arms and like dragon bones and all this stuff and it's a bad game. It's not a good game, but at the same time. It caught fire because
interesting, yeah.
Yeah, like at the higher you go, it's like what's up here? And then you have that dread, that absolute dread of you climb this thing for 20, 30 minutes at a time, and now you've fallen. And like that's as much as I hate that personally, I can see why that would be an aspect of the game where it would keep people going, keep people playing. Whereas Jassant, it's really holding your hand all the way to the top. You don't really feel like you can let loose. Like you don't feel like you can lose. You don't feel like there's any real consequence. So, I mean, like this is a tough one because it's like you said, this is not nearly as bad as Somerville or the other ones that I hate, like genuinely hate. Cause there's design here. There is core gameplay here that's well done, but I just don't feel like it's this. There's just so many of these. I just don't feel like it's worth your another 2 or 3 hours of your time. Like you could spend it doing something else on Game Pass for me. Like I don't think this is one I could say pass on to a friend.
Man, that's tough.
Sorry, next year there'll be another walking simulator that would be better than this one.
See, and that's For me, it's a personal, not vendetta, but it's just like, I don't have a compelling reason to not play it other than you can figure out where it goes. But that's not like, I can watch a Pixar movie and know where it goes and still have a good time, you know, like, but then again, like a Pixar movie, it usually has something creative at the end. And I just don't think there's anything super creative in terms of, it's weird to me that they spend a lot of time on the world. And then by the end of it, the world doesn't really play into the narrative. I guess it does, but, and the music's really good too. Like it's got a real nice,
the music is always really good.
Yeah. But that's
nothing new.
But it can be bad. I can think of some of them are bad.
At this point, it's just a factory that people go to. And like I'm making an indie game. I need some indie music, and it's like, and it's all pretty good to find.
I just picture somebody Googling indie music factory. It's just like, no, there's a dude with some headphones on.
I guarantee you, there's just like a dump of like free use like stuff that's just like, oh, this sounds really good. This is just indie music. Like, just Google indie music on any like thing in a music service, and you're gonna get some good indie stuff. It's a sound.
Right. I think that's a bit redundant. I don't entirely agree. They all go for a similar tone. Agree. I will give you that.
It's always the same thing.
Look,
your guitar game does it better because it actually has real cool music.
This
in
is
it.
What I'll say, and this is a precursor to our end of the year podcast. There are some games like A Sea of Stars that does music extremely well, and some games that think they do it well, like A Chained Echoes. And what I'll say is that I think this one is not A Chained Echoes, and it's more like A Sea of Stars.
Dems is fighting words.
I think we're going to go a split decision on this one, which we just have recently been doing. We never really talked about it, but I think we're going to go split decision. I'm going to say play it. I think you're going to go against it. And it's a soft play for me. Like it is that for some odd reason that felt really oddly sexual when I said that. Did you feel that at all? Or was that just me?
I'm going to say that's just okay. You. In the spirit of the show, I don't even think that's a. Know what? We'll leave it at that. But I think the listener knows this game is not worth their time at that point. like one person's saying clearly, like, this is not worth your time. Just don't do it. The other person's like, maybe sort of soft play.
But no, but there's also somebody that's like, clear, this is my game of the
it's
year.
It's very clearly not
this
worth your time.
This is the best game of the year. What you're talking about. Look at the art behind it.
I need another one of those. Yeah. That guy, okay. We'll talk about that one guy still. He lives rent-free in our head. I will say again, on record, that guy, he is vindicated because Remnant 2 is a good piece of business. It's a good, janky piece of business.
I can't wait for that to come to Game Pass because I want to do an episode on it. I really do.
You, sir, are vindicated. I can play Remnant 2 all day.
I really liked Remnant from the Ashes, but it was too janky. Like, that was my biggest thing with that game was it was too freaking janky. But I love the ideas in it. I genuinely do. So I should get his name. Where's my iTunes at? Speaking of that, we're going to hop over to a question here real quick. This is a quick one because it was rescinded, but I don't want to... not talk about it simply because it was changed. But there was a talk about, you said, you have to talk about this dick move by Microsoft, and it was Microsoft Game Pass Ultimate free employee perk was being removed. However, about a week later, that was going to happen. It's not like it was bad reporting. It was that this particular perk was going to disappear for every employee at Microsoft. The Xbox team members would still get it, but as it being an employee perk at Microsoft, it was not. That has since been rescinded, and Phil Spencer himself apparently was like, no, I'll fix this kind of thing. So just quick thoughts on that. And if it didn't go
viral, then it would have went through.
And right.
It would have been a terrible thing, which is just ignorant. Microsoft is... continues to shoot itself in the foot. I mean,
to me, it's silly that this was. To me, this just seems like an oversight of I work with licensing in my job day to day, and like we don't make our own software or anything, but like even stuff that has 10-year licenses or 15-year, it's just, to me, this seems like an oversight of whenever Game Pass was introduced, which is like, what, 2016 or whatever, like whenever they signed the licensing or whatever, it's like, okay, this for X amount of years, you're going to have this. And when it came time to renew it, somebody was just like, was right. Like, no, I don't think we need to do it. And so people got really upset about this. And I just kind of shrugged my shoulders. I was like, I don't really care. Like, I don't know. Like, and I'm not sitting here saying like people, oh, Microsoft employees should have to pay for Game Pass if I have to pay for it. It's more of just like, I don't really care. I just, does that make me a bad person? I don't.
I understand where you're coming from, where I don't care on a personal level. It does not affect my day to day clearly or anybody else's. But at the same time, it's just par for the course of Microsoft. Like, of course this should not have made it as far as it did.
Right.
Like, one employee should have just been like, hey, by the way, I work here. Can you change this? And it be changed. Like, the fact that it made it this far out lets me know that not only was it like some licensing fee type of thing kind of running out, but someone made the active decision to not renew it, which means to me, which further just shows to me how just Microsoft is not a place where they make a good amount of money off their games and just don't care about games. Like, games is a number to them. It is a number on a spreadsheet. There's not people in there that genuinely just kind of love games and want to spread the love of gaming. They're just like, no, it's just numbers game. This number's too high this month or this quarter, so we're just not going to renew it. And they weren't going to renew it until it got viral. Like, it's just,
for me,
is Microsoft doing what
for me, I think the confusing part was like, because you could technically claim those as subscribers, right? Like,
yeah, you absolutely could.
So isn't that what you want? Like, granted, we're not talking about millions of people. Microsoft doesn't employ millions of people. So we're talking about probably thousands, but like, you don't want to hit that net. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe they're not, you know, maybe they're not legally allowed. I don't know that. That seems like a stretch to me. It'd be like, you know, you can't claim freebies as whatever, but it's like also like if you have a free trial to any service, that's technically a subscriber, right? Like, it goes into your burn rate for your company. Like, you can't lie about your burn rate, but I agree that it's dumb, but to me, like, calling it a dick move, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I don't.
It's pretty dickish. I think it's pretty dickish.
It just didn't seem deliberate. It really didn't to me. And maybe that's just me being naive. I guess the fact that I work in software sometimes, not sometimes, the fact that I work in software and sometimes very stupid things happen with licensing, I just chalked it up to that. And maybe that's just me being naive or you know, thinking too, not literal about it, but trying to connect dots that don't need to be connected. So,
yeah, I think it's definitely both parts of that. It's someone noticing that this thing is running out or running up, and then them also making the decision not to renew
it.
Which, I think that's when the dick moves comes in. Otherwise, like, it's just if it's just on a time thing, then of course it's going to happen every year or every X amount of years. But for you just be like, you work for us, just take the free benefit that you're not going to use anyway, most likely.
Right. So at the same time, like, if you told me, like, if I worked for Microsoft and they're like, oh no, you got to pay for Office, I'd be like,
right. Like, I bet, and also I would not be surprised if you do have to pay.
It's like, it'd be like paying for Windows. Like, I paid for Windows once at this point, like in like 2012, and I've been able to take that same license with me. So like, yeah, I don't. Yeah. So, all right, that's going to do it. Let us know what you think about everything going on in the gaming world. 574-651-9256. When it comes to the future of this very here show, we are wrapping up the year. We're probably not going to be playing anything, quote, new that's coming out. Like, the only thing that's on the docket that looks remotely interesting to me is, of course, I can't find the list now. It's the rollerblading game, Rollerdrome. That looks pretty interesting to me. But we are trying to wrap up the rest of the year. We've got to play some catch up on some things. I'm playing through Chained Echoes right now. And then I'm also going to be playing through Hi-Fi Rush just because I want to kind of play that again. So it's fresh in my mind. And I'll play a little bit more Forza. And so there's just some stuff that I'm playing right now that I want to make sure it's good, because we're going to have to start recording our end of the year stuff here pretty quick. So we're going to be doing some dual episodes. You have been playing the newest game, which is Persona 5 Tactica. So we're going to talk about that. And then we got some older games that we have played. I shouldn't say older, but it came out earlier in the year that we just haven't talked about. So the next couple episodes are going to be some dual episodes. And then we'll be wrapping up the year with our game of the year, as well as State of Game Pass stuff. So anything else you want to say on this very here episode?
Chained Echoes has better music. It's made by one person, other than having to get the old guy to make it. And
I'm sorry, better music than...
Sea of Stars, who needed to call the other guy to make the good music again.
Yeah, that's... Look, I just need you to know that, like, we're all...
I mean, one guy did it by himself, is what I'm saying.
We're all...
The other group had to call Japan and say, hey, can you make this for us? Because we can't do it ourselves.
First off, he only made, like, 5 songs. Second off, look, we're all wrong at times. This is a time for you. Listen, I know it's going to be difficult to accept that. It's okay. We'll get through this.
I get it. You have to make a whole phone call to Japan. Be like, hey, please help us save this terrible soundtrack. I get it. It makes sense.
We'll get through this together.
It makes sense when you have to just call an entire country. Just be like, hey, I need your help.
They have like, this is just one phone. I need to call Japan. Japan, is this you? This is Sabotage Studios. Help us, please.
Sabotage, you say. On our way.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with Persona 5 Tactica and something else.
Good day, sirs.